Okay, good morning, everybody. I thought I start slightly earlier than usual, just to go over the retreat structure and the format. I don't know whether Ajahn Brahmali talked about the daily schedule yesterday, and the only thing I want to call to mind was that, there are different times for walking and sitting. It's basically very optional. Feel free to walk and sit as it fits your conditions. So the only thing I ask is just to be aware, awake, and alert to whatever your body and your mind is feeling. You're feeling more energetic and do walking. You feel like sitting, sit. And just to watch the mind. And I think basically all the hard work, just, you know, organizing your life, leaving things behind and coming here, that's most of the work is done already. Now, you know, having just had a walk around this morning, it's a beautiful center, a beautiful forest, the facilities are really nice. So just allow yourself just to be here. Allow peace and stillness to permeate your body and your mind. Time to stop. Even stop trying to meditate, stop striving for peace and stillness, and just to be with whatever's happening in your body and mind. So always ask yourself, now mind, what do you want to do now? So be awake and aware to that, okay? So that's the reason why the daily schedule is very flexible. They're only giving in the evening, give a short Dhamma talk, as well as the opportunity to answer any questions. So I encourage people to put them down on paper in the, what is that area called? Foyer. In the foyer out there. There are some pens and paper. And also that way people can also benefit from the answers. Sometimes you're sitting here thinking, you know, you're the only one with a restless and wondering mind. You find out, you know, 20 other people have the same problem. So a good way for people to kind of benefit. And the other thing is there aren't personal interviews, and it's optional. So every 2 days, you can have a personal interview with myself. And that is between 8 to 10 in the morning, or I forget, what is it? And 2 to 4 in the afternoon. But I will have the time slots on the stand in the reception area. So please sign up there. But I ask that you sign up consecutively. So, you know, it's 2 o'clock to 10 to 20, not to skip around. That way we're not sitting there all day long. So that would be good. And it's completely optional. So if things are going well, then please continue meditating. Yeah. And that's the main thing. In between 10 and 45, you're a beginner or just want to refresh up in different ways to meditate, then I give a guided meditation for people to go through. It's about 45 minutes. So it's also a good opportunity to ask any questions regarding meditation during that time as well. Okay. And the only thing is, retreat is noble silence. But with anything, it's a training tool for ourselves to kind of this ability to not having to speak, not having to engage in the outside world. Next, you know, 8 or 9 days, we're hoping to kind of look inward. So that's why we're not trying to communicate, socialize. But also, like I said, it's a training tool for ourselves. So when you see people talking, then just allow them to be as well. There's no need to go up and to disturb other people and to say, you know, you shouldn't be talking, but just to watch your own mind. But I ask the people, if you do have to talk for some reason, please talk away from the central area. If things are difficult, you want to have a chat with somebody, please go into the forest. It's very nice and quiet in there. So that's and it's the same with the rest of the other 8 precepts. You do have to eat in the afternoon, please talk to Bianca for medical reasons to sort that out. basically it. My name is Venerable Kemawaro, and next to me is Venerable Santuti. So I'll be helping me lead the retreat the next 8 or 9 days. Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay, let's know when we can start on the guided meditation. Okay, so first things first is we get into position. I'm going to choose the posture that is comfortable. It's relaxing, but also something that also allows you to be awake, aware, and alert. It's not necessary to sit on the floor. You can sit on chairs in the back of the rooms, use stools, cushions, whatever that allows the body to be comfortable. I think with meditation, it's, you know, it has to be something that is enjoyable. You put your body in an uncomfortable position, then the mind's not going to settle down. And pain, while it has its uses, in this stage of the meditation, comfort takes precedent. Okay? Something that keeps your body stable, something you can hold for the next 45 minutes. Set my alarm. Then we close our eyes, bring awareness into the body, into the present moment. Just spend the next few minutes sweeping your body. Just feel what's it like sitting here in this room, how much pressure you're putting onto the cushion or the chair. Do you make any final adjustments? Kind of a line in your back, make sure it's fairly straight. You're not slouching forward or backward, to the left or to the right. Today's meditation object is the body sweeping. The object is just to connect with the body, then to soothe and to relax all the muscles. And by pain, the different sensations in the body also ground the mind in the present moment. Okay, once the body is fairly settled, bring attention to the mind. And say quietly to ourselves, now is meditation time. Time just to be here. To feel whatever's happening in the body. Meditation is the art of focusing. So we put the sensations of the body in the middle of our consciousness, thinking of the past, or planning for the future. Leave it at the edge of the screen of your consciousness. No need to push them away, but also no need to get involved in them. So first we place our attention on the top of our head, just to notice any sensations you can feel up there. Could be the tingling sensation of your scalp, feeling of hot or cold. Bring awareness to your forehead and the temple area. Notice the slight tingling sensations around the muscles in your temple. Just to move slowly, mindfully, downward your face, all the way down to your chin. Notice all the different sensations in the muscles in your face, and to soothe and to relax them as much as you can. moving down to your neck and your shoulder area. To be in touch, aware, the sensations and the muscles around your shoulder blades, or the contact between the surface of your skin and the shirt you're wearing. Anything to ground your awareness in the body right now, right here. Notice any tight or tense areas. Just breathing in peace and breathing out any tension in the different areas right now. Then we move along the arms, starting with your left arm, from left shoulders, down to your elbow, to your wrist, all the way down to your fingertips. Just to connect with your left arm and to soothe and to relax on the muscles there. If any time during the meditation you find that the mind starts to wander to happened early in the days, what happened early in the week, or starts to plan for the future, what you're going to do later today, next week. First is to accept that it's normal. The mind will wander away from time to time, but just to gently refocus on whatever's happening in your body. With patience and persistence, moving over to your right arm from the shoulders down to your biceps, your forearms, all the way down to your fingertips. Just to notice a tingling sensation in your fingers, feeling of heat, hot or cold. What does it feel like right now in your right hand? Rubbing sensations, tingling, whatever it is, just to know it. Clearly and precisely. To the front of our torso, from your neck down your chest to your abdomen and your stomach area. Really to connect and to soothe and to relax it. Because the body can hold so much tension that we're not aware of normally. So now is the time to be in touch, to allow the tension to melt away. To notice the rise and the fall of your chest, each in-breath, each out-breath. Also to allow the stomach to expand. Feel it against your waistband. What does that feel like right now? To your back, start from the base of your neck, moving down along your spinal cord. Just feel the muscles between your shoulder blades. Moving down towards the middle of your back and your lower back. To connect and to soothe and relax as much as you can. If at any time during the meditation you feel pain or discomfort, please adjust your posture slowly and mindfully. There's no need to endure the pain at this stage of your meditation. Okay, moving on to your lower half, starting with your hip and your bum. Just to feel how much pressure, where is the exact contact point between your body and the cushion or the seat? And to notice whether that contact is hard or soft. How much pressure you're applying onto the seat. Okay, move to your left leg from your thighs to your knee, down to your ankle, the other way down to the tip of your toes. So notice any sensations along your leg. They're crossed, how much pressure one is putting on the other. Try to bring your awareness to all the muscles in your left feet right now. Any sensation you can be aware of, you can detect. Moving right over to the right leg, down the thigh, to your calf, your ankle, to the bottom of your foot. So that's one body sweeping round. You find that your mind is beginning to stabilize, to be still. Then allow the breath to come into your consciousness. Just watching each in-breath and each out-breath as it happens. On the other hand, you also find that you have certain tight, tense areas in your body. Also spend the next few minutes just to relax and to soothe it as much as you can. few more minutes before the meditation ends. Now is the time to reflect on the experience. What happened the last 40 minutes? Where were you? Was the mind still present in the body, or did it drift off to other places? And where did it go? Now is the time to evaluate, to learn from the experience. If the mind was still, know what stillness feels like as a physical experience. Know what stillness feels like in the mind as well. And if the mind were distracted, also just know it. This is what it feels like to have a distracted mind. That way there's no such thing as a bad meditation. We can learn from each and every meditation session. To ring the gong 3 times and please wait until the 3rd gong has faded away. You can open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Spend the next few minutes stretching, and you can also do some walking meditation outside or continue sitting for a few minutes until lunchtime. Okay.